A good relationship is like your favorite whoopie pie, you know? Sweet, simple, and easy. Thing is, what happens when your bakery runs out of the kind of whoopie pie you've been enjoying for years? Well, a different flavor can still be good, especially if you're realistic about your expectations. This is one gal, Doris, in my book group. She lost her husband Mike a few years back, and just last fall, she started dipping her toe back into the dating pool. Boy, that can't have been easy. But now she's seeing a nice fella, Jerry, that she met at church. I ran into her the other day down to the Busy Bee. The weird thing is, Ida, Jerry couldn't be more different than Mike. Not just looks-wise, but in what he likes to do. You know, Mike was a big outdoors guy. Sure, Charlie always said he was a hell of a fisherman. Oh, he loved it. But Jerry's idea of camping? The Marriott. Now we're talking. I know, right? Oh, he likes going to the movies and out to eat, treats me nice. Not that Mike didn't, of course. He just wasn't much of a talker, is all. And he was what you might call frugal. Sounds like you have a nice thing going with Jerry. You know, I do. And to think I turned him down for breakfast that first time. It was after church, and there were a few of us chatting in the parking lot. Afterwards, Jerry walked me to my car and asked if I wanted to go get a bite to eat. I don't know, I just kind of panicked. Sorry, I says, I have other plans. I didn't, of course. The only thing I had planned was to go home and do a load of laundry. But Jerry just smiles and says, how about next week? What could I say? I think I was kind of put off at first because, you know, Mike was tall and rangy with that nice head of hair and all. I do. He kind of had that Clint Eastwood thing going, didn't he? Yeah. And Jerry's, you know, kind of short and bald, and he's not fat exactly, but he has some meat on him. And I admit that first date, well, oh, it started off awkward. I was nervous as all get out, and he was too. I don't blame you. But I had my book with me for book group, and he asked me about it, which in and of itself was startling because Mike just never expressed any interest in that kind of thing. Listen, Charlie doesn't exactly grill me about what I'm reading either. Well, I told him the story as far as I'd gotten, and I'll be darned, he looked interested. Then he told me about the book he was reading, and I think that kind of relaxed us both. Our food came and we kept talking, like you do with a new friend, just basic stuff, but it felt comfortable, you know? Then he asked me to go to Bangor the next week for dinner and a movie, and I said yes. I'm so happy for you, Doris. I'm happy too. And trust me, Ida, I didn't think I was ever going to say that again. Oh, I still miss Mike, of course. But the good thing is, me and Jerry can talk about him. And Jerry's wife too, because he's a widower. And it feels fine. It's nice to have someone to do things with, right? And we laugh a lot. Absolutely, Doris. Good for you. Oh, look, I see Babe just put out some fresh whoopie pies. You want one? My treat. Had to turn down one of Babe's famous whoopie pies. What kind do you want? I'm partial to the traditional chocolate. Funny thing, that used to be my favorite too, but Jerry's got me hooked on the gingerbread whoopie pies with the maple cream frosting. Oh, Mr. Man, they're yummy. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.